Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
Here we are today with Lizette Cortez, and she is running for Cabrillo Unified School District, and she wants your vote. So she's come in here today to do a podcast, and she's going to tell us a little bit about herself, why she wants to run, and certain things that she would like to see different in CUSD. So, Lizette, who are you? Tell us about yourself.
Hi, my name is Lizette Cortez. I am a longtime resident of the Coastside. Actually, have been through all the different schools here, starting with Hatch, moving on to Cunha, and graduating from Half Moon High School. I also stayed local and went to school around here as well, and I graduated, went to college, and I actually work for the county now. So now I'm a parent of a third grader at Hatch School. My daughter is an English language learner. My daughter has a few learning issues, which became a reason why I became involved in the school and the different committees that involve, for example, PTO. I volunteer for PTO field trips, and I started off volunteering in the classroom, which then made me realize that there's a lot more that I didn't know. So I became involved with School Site Council, and I am now the vice president of School Site Council. I'm also the current vice president of the District English Language Learner Committee, which is a committee that's for the entire district, and it is made up of parents who have children in the different schools who are English language learners. And for Hatch School's English Language Learner ELAC Committee, I'm the vice president.
You're really involved.
Yeah, I try to be. I think the more you're involved, the easier it is to help be part of the solution when you see a problem.
And you get to see the problem too, because you're involved. I mean, there's that, just seeing it, right?
And sometimes it's not the simple fact that you don't know the information and you don't know what's going on is a problem in itself. And just being informed and being involved and helping in any way possible, it's a start to resolving any problem. So the reason I'm running is, I'm going to be honest, I'm not into the politics. I myself sometimes have been very confused of what the board does and how it's run. But I feel now that I'm more involved that it's important to just get the information and start building relationships, because as a Latina, knowing that the school is more than 50% of its population are Latinos, there isn't really a voice. There isn't really someone who can represent that part of the community. And I feel that it is my job as a parent and as a member of the Latina community to step up and, you know, play a part in the decisions that are made that affect not only the Latino community, but everybody in general. One of my priorities as a parent of an English language learner is to support English language learners and help with the reclassification process and make sure that the kids are reclassified sooner than later. I think the kids not knowing that they are labeled as English language learners, and to find out until they get to high school when they are told you are not allowed to take AP classes or college readiness classes because they are not fluent in English is devastating. I think that we should catch the kids and help them reclassify so that they're in mainstream English and they have the same opportunities as any other English student who is fluent in English and is able to thrive in this country.
I think you're absolutely right. With a 50% Latino population in the CUSD, ESL, English learning, has got to be the goal. If we don't have that goal, and it has to be a really, really strong goal, like a number one mission for CUSD, is to make sure that every Latino, Latina is able to take an AP class when they get to high school. One of the things that I'm very excited about for you is that there are no Latina representations on CUSD. So it would be really nice for you, I know you want to build relationships, I think it'll be a really stunning opportunity for the Latino population if you're elected.
Thank you. I think speaking from my heart and putting out the information that I feel is just right and should be happening is not an issue for me, but just putting myself out there, because as Latinos, predominantly in our culture, we are to stay quiet. We are to just write things out and hope that they have a positive outcome. And I think it's time to start speaking and putting our opinions out there and just trying to think out of the box and figure out how we're going to help the children who are mostly underserved and underrepresented.
Very exciting, Lizette. Thanks for stepping up, and we'll be talking more. Just so you know, she was pretty nervous, and she did great. So when you see her on the street, shake her hand, give her a hug. Thanks very much. We'll talk soon. Yeah.